Let me first welcome you all in Rome. It is a pleasure, a real pleasure, for Rome to host the second World Conference on Nutrition that the FAO and the World Health Organization have jointly organized. My deep appreciation goes to my dear friend and fellow Italian, José Graziano da Silva, Director General of FAO, and to Margaret Chan. I can't resist to tell a short story about Margaret. Many years ago, a few months after she was elected as Director General of the WHO, I asked her, maybe she doesn't remember it.
I remember it.
I asked her, what is the difference, the most striking difference between a man and a woman? She stopped, smiled, and answered to me that often men discuss about and argue about power positions. Women use power position for the good of our children, for their health, nutrition, and education. And thank you, Margaret, for what you are doing. I also wish to extend a warm welcome to the thousands of very distinguished guests and delegates who are here for this important meeting. I can't express with words how proud I am and Rome is to see you here today. Our city is happy to host the three United Nations food agencies to which the Roman City Council has given the honorary citizenship in April 2013. In this very building, in 1996, Fidel Castro delivered his famous speech on hunger, defined as the inseparable companion of the poor. El hambre inseparable compañera de los pobres. Back then, in 1996, 35,000 people who die of hunger every day. Today, statistics are equally alarming. More than 800 million people in the world do not have enough food to lead a healthy, active life. That's about one person in nine people on Earth. I applaud the UN decision to proclaim 2014 International Year of Family Farming. As José Graziano da Silva emphasized, nothing comes closer to the sustainable food production paradigm than family farming. It is important to acknowledge the crucial role played in the world economy by millions of small family farms when it comes to production of healthy food, environmental protection and biodiversity, but also the fight against hunger and malnutrition. The promotion of family farming and local agriculture is a key issue also for Italy and for the city of Rome. In Italy, 47% of agricultural holdings cover an area of less than 0.003 square miles. In these difficult economic times, it is interesting to remember that the agricultural sector has been recording a positive trend of youth employment. Rome is the largest agricultural town in Europe. For this reason, the use and preservation of agricultural heritage is one of our major goals. We have been promoting the development of local organic farming and supporting innovation, working with local agricultural realities, universities, and research centers. In our view, the agricultural heritage represents a crucial element of economic recovery, but at the same time, an exceptional environmental and cultural value. We believe that our land, must be defended because our future and the quality of life on our planet depend on it. In August 2013, only 2 months after our installation, we have stopped a tender notice that would have created an overbuilding in the Agro-Romano, the Roman countryside. Through a public competition, we have assigned to young farmers 100 hectares. In this way, the city will not only protect his land, but it will give a chance to young people and promote biodiversity. Rome is then the first city in Italy to have translated into action the provision of the 2012 law that clarified the terms for the assignment of public agricultural land to young people under 40 years of age. In December 2014, we will launch a new public competition for the allocation of an additional 500 hectares of land. We have also developed the first municipal regulation of urban gardens, an extraordinary reality made of spontaneous initiatives by our citizens. To support the small-scale local agriculture and strengthen the so-called zero-mile supply chain, Rome has created a farmers' market network that promotes our products and helps small farmers. Furthermore, Rome manages 4 agricultural enterprises. 2 of them are biological farms that deal with crop sector and animal husbandry. Finally, the Roman Farmhouses Network, whose activities aimed at children, pupils of primary and secondary schools, and families, intend to enhance the relationship between town and countryside and promote food education, consumptuous awareness, and the importance of biodiversity. These are the activities that Rome is committed in for the ecological, sustainable development of its territory, because we believe that agriculture can become strategic for a different future of our world. It is through these actions that we confirm our commitment to be on the side of the United Nations, with whom we share the desire to support small family farms for the defense of the territory and biodiversity. Thank you. Thank you all. And once again, welcome to Rome. I can tell how proud is Rome to host your work for the Rome Declaration on Nutrition. Thank you and good work.